Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is August 15th, 2008, the Feast of St. Mary the Virgin. It's very difficult to decide what to say about the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of Jesus, when you've only got, 2 minutes. She's the most popular saint in all of Christian history. Millions of people all over the world are devoted to her memory and hold her up as an example of right relationship with God. At the same time, many people are rightly unhappy at the way some Christians, and even in sometimes in places the church, have used the example of Mary to oppress women, surely something that Mary herself wouldn't have approved. After all, Mary is the original singer of the Magnificat, which some theologians have called a summary of Jesus' ministry on earth. I'd think it's probably true that if Mary sang that song to Jesus while putting him to bed at night and while rocking him back to sleep after a bad dream, we would not be wrong to see parallels between that song and the Lord's Prayer and the Beatitudes. In one of the scriptures for today, Paul talks about the implications of Jesus being fully human. He writes, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, so that we might receive adoption as children." And he ends his thought with these challenging and life-giving words, "So you are no longer a slave, but a child, and if a child, then also an heir through God." That's quite a difficult truth. If we have God as our Father, and we do pray in that way, don't we? Then Jesus is not only our Lord, but also our brother. No wonder so many people feel so close to Mary, his mother, and truly our sister. The scriptures paint a picture of Mary as a woman who is completely devoted to God the Father and to Jesus. She is almost alone in the entire Bible in being able to trust God's angel and fear not. She was the only person other than Jesus himself who was present from the manger to the cross and beyond. She is the kind of person that any Christian, woman or man, should be proud to follow as an example. Let us pray. O God, you have taken to yourself the Blessed Virgin Mary, mother of your incarnate Son. Grant that we who have been redeemed by his blood may share with her the glory of your eternal kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on August 18th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed William Porcher Dubose. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.